Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. The supervisor requested I may help you.
Yes, I was transferred to your department because I had some fraudulent activity on my card, and your company was one of them. And I spoke to a rep on Thursday, and I was told that I'd get a refund. Well, I got one refund, but the rest of the stuff wasn't refunded. So I spoke to one of your reps again this morning. And for some strange reason, the answer she gave was completely illogical. She said that my bank refused to take the refunds onto my account. And so I need to see how we can have this remedied because I just keep getting the runaround.
So I'd be happy to just look over the account, ma'am. I would need you to verify your first and last name and also the full shipping address.
Okay, Jacqueline Crow, and it's 2027 Maureen Street, Wichita Falls, Texas, 76306.
Thank you for that. Let's see here. One moment, ma'am. The account is still loading.
Not a problem. Now, one of the first rep I spoke to, I did get one refund back of $12 and I believe 93 cents. But again, they wanted to give me an e-check. I was like, you guys take this out of my account. I bank online only. There's no actual branch, so an e-check does me no good.
Right, so I'll just have to look at the account once it's loaded. So allow me one moment, ma'am.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do show here is because it was back on February the 2nd, somebody had tried to place the order for the Derma face creams, but it paid the $4.95, the $4.95, the $43.85 for the vitamin C cream and also the two silicone brushes. Now, I do show here where when you first called in on February the 3rd, you did speak to a representative, and they did say that they were just going to get everything canceled out because at that point, the items still have not had shipped out yet. So they was going to have to process it on Monday because it was still processing. One moment. So they did advise you to call back, and they did advise to call back due to the fact where it was still processing. So the only thing I would have to do, I can just, like I say, try to just submit the refunds now. And then if we're still not successful, then, yeah, we'll have to just submit the request for our back office to just try to, if not try to process it, definitely just do a, it'll have to be e-check. So first, let me just try to submit the refunds now, ma'am. Okay, I'm almost done. Okay, so now I'm just making sure that shipment does not ship out. So thanks for your patience. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I have successfully made sure that the account was canceled out, and also I did make sure that the shipment was never shipped out. And the refunds for all the charges was successful. It does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account, but I do have a confirmation number here that the account was canceled out and also that your refunds did go through.
Okay, let me get a pen. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
663.
Uh-huh. 566-814. All righty. And it's 663-566-814.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And see, as in Charlie, of course. Okay, well, I really appreciate you. This is the best service I've had since I've been calling.
Yes, ma'am. Well, look, well, thanks for calling customer support. I'll just allow the 3 to 5 business days, and you'll show your own credits going back.
All right. Well, I appreciate you. You have a great day.
You as well. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.